Picture it. You're on stage. It's your turn to speak. You stand up, you walk forward, you introduce yourself, and maybe it happens immediately, or maybe in a minute or 10 minutes later. Your mind goes blank. Your mouth dries up. Your hands shake. You feel the heat rising within you, and you just want to back off out of there. If you've got to this stage of your speech and you're already up front, it's likely you may not have been as prepared as you should, or at least prepared for this moment, but this moment does come to many people. So I'm going to first offer you a framework of what you can do in this situation. This is crisis point. Being in crisis, what you want to do is have a system that you can implement directly to reset you and get you back on track. What paramedics use when they go to save lives. They have the ABC. Airway, breathing, circulation. Now, you're not dying, hopefully, maybe just metaphorically, but what tends to happen when people go into panic mode is we shut down, we clench up, we become tense. So, in this sense, opening the airway is allowing some more relaxation in your body. Open your mouth, relax your belly, drop your shoulders, unlock your knees, feel looser. Are you able to breathe? Because once you can actually set yourself in a position where you're not holding on to tension, your breath can then drop in. And when your breath's able to drop in, you can focus on the breath and breathing deeply and breathing into your sacrum, to the back, lower back. And remember, when breathing, always breathe out first. Breathe down low and deep there, not into your belly. You don't want to be pushing your belly forward and arching your spine and actually shutting off your intercostal muscles, which help you to breathe also. So breathing down, tucking your tailbone under, and sitting down into that after relaxing everything is going to be your second point. Once you've taken that breath, shake it off. Have a little shake. Now, you might be on stage in front of people or in front of other people somewhere else, and it might look strange that you've started to adjust yourself. You can always say, excuse me, I just need a second. Relax your shoulders, relax your belly, unlock your knees. Take that breath. Shake it out. Collect yourself. This ABC, if you have to move, go for a walk across the stage and back. Get yourself out of this locked position. This is the most important thing. When you do that, you'll start to reawaken what you are there for. Even if you're unprepared, you'll have time to inspire yourself, because breath is inspiration. When you breathe, when you're able to breathe properly, your mind starts to work and focus for you. So, ABC, airway, breathing, circulation, just like the paramedics use. Let's be clear, this isn't a framework that is common knowledge for public speakers, but I just wanted to give you something simple, something that already exists, so you don't have to start remembering, oh, what was it you said? Was it articulate, bend over backwards and circumnavigate the earth? No, it was ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. It's already in place. You can use it to just remind yourself you have to relax and breathe. Don't get stuck in one place. If you find yourself rigid, tense, or holding, that's what you have to let go of, because this will unblock you physically. So that little framework might help if you're already in panic mode. But what are you going to do before you step on stage to stop you getting into panic mode and feeling overcome with anxiety? Because moments before you get on stage and speak are likely some of the most heightened anticipation you're going to have. Sometimes when you get out there, you're rolling and it's fine. Only when you really stumble do you sort of get into more anxiety. But before, the build-up always tends to get people worked up. And so in order to better prepare yourself, I have another framework called TIA, T-I-A. And again, it's very similar. T for tension. You want to get rid of your tension. Shaking out the tension, going for a walk, jumping up and down, relieving it. Your body has built up anxiety, and the only way you're going to get rid of it is by breathing and throwing it away, moving it around. Your body thinks it's already under attack because of these feelings you have, so you need to run some of it off. It's like if a lion jumped out at you, you're usually designed to run at 100 miles very fast, well, as far as you can, to get away from the lion. That's in us, but right now, just before you go on a stage, you're not getting in, you know, you're not going to the lion's den, you're just going to speak to some people, so you're not really in any danger, you're not going for a run. So by giving yourself something physical to do will help you relieve that tension. Swing your arms. There's plenty of stuff on this channel that can help you warm up before you speak. I'd suggest you go through it. Here's a good video, and it's very quick as well. It gives you something physical and works on the breath, so you're preset before speaking. The I in TIA, the next thing to remember, is intention. Remember what you are there for. What is your theme? What is your message? What is the outcome you want your audience to walk away with? Is it a feeling? Is it a thought? Is it some information? What is it? Just reconnect with that, because you only need one point to focus on. If you can remember that, you can go on to the next thing, which is A for action. That is the delivery method. Okay, so you've taken care of your own physical being, your tension. You've reconnected after breathing with your intention, and now you're providing an action. So this can be the way that you are, not how you're going to say it, but how you're gifting it, how you're presenting it, how you're giving it to your audience. Are you there to challenge them? Is that how you pass on your message? Are you there to tease them? Are you there to entertain, to provoke, to flirt with them? What is it you're trying to do to them? Because once you start thinking outside of yourself and on your audience, you no longer can think badly or have anxious thoughts about yourself. So TIA, T-I-A, tension, intention, action. This is great before you get on stage and just as you're walking on, but what can you do to better prepare yourself before even that step? Here's where comes the most powerful framework that I use and that I use throughout my courses, especially the public speaking mastery. And this essentially is the 3 P's which cover the 7 P's, which means the physiological, the psychological, and the performative aspects of public speaking cover the 7 P's, which is proper planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance. If you can make sure that you're prepared with the 3 P's, the physiological, the psychological, and the performative, you will be fine. When you get to the stage, it'll be easy to connect with your TIA, and when you get out there, you won't need your ABCs. So going further back, what you do when you're getting your pitch, presentation, speech, or whatever ready. First P, physiological. Again, I'm talking about relieving tension. Again, I'm talking about connecting with your breath, doing warm-ups, articulation workouts. At the end of this video, I'll share a really good rounded warm-up with you that you can use, and it won't take long. You can do this daily to help you find that consistency in a routine so you can always be ready to speak. By keeping check of anything in your speech you might stumble over, by practicing it, by working on your articulation, your diction, your bodily relaxation, and being able to breathe and stand firm without tension in your body, you have made your instrument, your body, a fine-tuned machine for speaking. Because your body is a physical instrument, and it is the thing that shares your message. And if it is not ready, not warm, you cannot perform. Top tip, a lot of the anxiety that people think they have psychologically comes from their physical tension. So take care of this, and you've already reduced a lot of the anxiety you might feel when getting on stage. The second P is psychological. Let's just say that you are naturally predisposed to having anxiety, like myself, and you need more than just the physical elements to calm you down. It's a good idea to do some work, not just before you go to speak, not just as preparation, but in general, on yourself. If you're someone who knows you have this about you, what's worked for me has been recognizing and journaling and writing down how I feel in certain situations. Because when you do that, you can learn about yourself. It's a good way of stepping aside. Maybe you don't want to write this down. Maybe you want to say this into your phone and forget about it and come back to it some months later. But it could be that you something that opens a door to perhaps a fear, a phobia, or a past event that's somehow affecting you now, especially when you go up to speak. Because again, the idea of feeling judged is very human. It's in our DNA. And so if you can find out perhaps what triggers that and change your perspective on how you feel about that, then the psychological elements of public speaking become much easier because you don't really care and you understand that people aren't there to attack you or judge you. You can make the connections that, well, I'm doing a job here, I'm going to stand up and speak, and you won't have any bad feelings about it. Like I said, for me, hypnotherapy was very useful, but some people might prefer other, you know, more traditional means of therapy. Other people might just want to go to meditate or write journals or go for a walk in nature. Find what works for you, but think about your emotional journey, how you feel in these situations, and try and connect it with something in your past or perhaps that you'd like to change about yourself now. So that way you can find a way to deal with it. And there's lots of help out there for those people who don't feel psychologically or emotionally able or fit to speak in front of others. Also, a little handy hint, practice will make it easier. So the more you try and test it, the better you'll feel. The more you get out in front of other people and speak, the more natural it'll become. And over time, it'll just be nothing. The third and final P in this framework is the performance. I believe that if you have your physiological aspects, your body is relaxed, well aligned, and warm, and ready, and articulate, and that your psychological, emotional world is calm and present and connected, I believe that the performance it speaks for itself. But there are technical aspects of writing, learning your speech or presentation, a keynote, or at least having a structure for that, which I'll go through in another video, especially when it comes to things like rhetoric and knowing how to put the building blocks and the bones of a speech. It could be very useful. But also there's the stagecraft. Where are you speaking? Is it a big auditorium or a small room? Will you use a microphone? If so, is it one that, sticks onto your face? Is it a handheld microphone or is it a lavalier tucked in here? Are you in a large auditorium? Is there hundreds, thousands, or just few people? These all affect how technically you approach each speech. Knowing the environment you're going to be speaking. Do you know if the system that's showing your keynote is working? Have you tried it? Have you tested it? Have you walked on stage? Are your shoes too slippery? Will you fall over the stairs as you get on there? Knowing your environment, this is all part of the performance. And so not only learning your lines, which is, of course, just one element, but you don't really want to learn your lines. You want to have authority to know your speech fully. So these three frameworks, the ABC, the TIA, and the three Ps, are really simple, and together they work as a system that covers all bases as preparation just before you speak and during your speech in case anxiety occurs. But remember, to reduce anxiety, you want to be prepared. Remember the seven Ps: proper planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance and also makes you practice with more purpose and ease. Thank you. That's it for today. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly, so I